theme tune, anyone?
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Here we go then. Monday tap end time on BBC Radio 1. Tell me you've thought of another one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh cool.
I've had a good weekend of thinking. And my mum got a new car, which got me thinking as well. Weirdly, because it's the little things that trigger your mind, I'm finding. And it reminded me of the times that I had in my mum's car. When I was younger.
Okay.
Right.
Which I thought I'd share with everyone today.
Oh, I see. So her getting a new one inspired memories from the past.
It just reminded me of the little red Corsa that I used to drive around. Okay, so I'm going to take you to that year. It's a popular one. I'm taking you to the 17th year at the tap end, if you are keen.
I'm Michael McIntyre.
Oh, moving away from Clive Keane.
Yeah.
I am Keane Gaffney.
That's rubbish.
He texted me the other day and signed it off Professor Keane, which doesn't work either.
Oh, I got really confused then. You mean Scott, not Dean Gaffney?
Oh, no, Scott.
Why is Dean Gaffney not just Keane Gaffney? Why is he Professor Keane? I was like, this is all getting way too much.
No, I texted him, yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Her Majesty the Keane.
You win today.
And I'm ready.
Ready.
Being 17, growing up in London suburbia, was filled with highs and lows. School was stressing me out. I look back now and realise that I shouldn't have got so worked up about exams and lessons, as when you leave school, there's not much need for a lot of the skills you learn. For example, since I've left school, I've never had use for a Bunsen burner or a teat pipette.
What? Isn't that a song from the 80s?
Is it?
It goes brrrr, teat petite.
I'm sure it's called a teat pipette. It was off chemistry.
I know what you mean.
It may not have been that.
Pipette.
Teat pipette.
No, it's not. Teat pipette. That's a song.
I may have got that wrong.
It's pipette.
Pipette. Of all the years at the tap end, 17 was probably the most educational of years. Some of my friends were beginning to drive. One or two had even passed their driving test by now, and this meant that there were limitless boundaries now for new adventures. For the first couple of weeks after Chinese Dave had passed his test, we would just venture to and from Topgolf in Watford. Or we would go to the 24-hour mega supermarket in Watford and buy disposable barbecues, where we would then travel to parks and have a casual barbecue. This idea then developed into what we called extreme barbecuing, which was similar in idea to those that like to have a lie down in exciting places. But we would go have a barbecue somewhere exciting, like in front of tourist attractions, or once even in front of Lee Latchford Evans from Steps House.
Is this allowed?
I don't know.
What, so you were on Lee from Steps' drive having a barbecue?
We couldn't get through the gates, so what we'd do is we'd just have it in front of the gates.
Just gates?
And even if it was just a quick sausage, it was like we'd have the barbecue and then we could say we've done that place.
The thing is, it takes a long time. The thing with like extreme ironing and the other one you mentioned is that they can be done quite quickly. Extreme barbecuing, like, it takes 20 minutes for the coals to go grey.
Many of my times at the tap end come from the newfound freedom that came with my friends beginning to drive. It was early evening, late afternoon, one day, that Chinese Dave had picked four of us up to go have a barbecue in a park in Pinner. We were chilling in the car park with Chinese Dave's boot open, playing music, when Chazza tapped me on the shoulder and pointed in the direction of four girls that were heading our way.
So the boot's open, the lovelies are walking towards you?
Yeah, life couldn't be better. We assumed that they would be walking right past us, but no. Unbelievably, they carried on in our direction and then stood in front of us. One of them seemed to know Webbo, and after a brief hug, he started to chat. Taking control of the situation, Chazza attempted to engage one of the random three girls standing there in conversation. He used the barbecue as bait. "Would you like a sausage?" he said. The girl didn't answer. He asked again a bit louder. She looked at him and replied in French. This took us all by surprise, and Chaz was not sure how to act.
What did
what
she
did
say?
She say?
Boof.
I can't remember.
Not boof.
I had studied French to a GCSE standard and stepped in.
Oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
Here we go.
Vous voudrez un bock first? She seemed impressed with my French. It was the perfect blend of my school education linking up with my life education.
Bock first, isn't that German?
German.
Yes, it is. Yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
So you said vous voudrez un bock first?
Yeah. Well, we liked to eat, at that time, we used to like to eat pinna porkers. Which are the local sausage. Vous voudrez un pinna porker?
Your tenses are all over the place.
Pinna porker?
At this point, Webbo's mate stepped in and introduced the girls. They were a small group of girls from France staying with her family. All the same age, but there was clearly going to be a language problem. Out of our group, two of us had studied French to a GCSE standard. I had also studied German. I think this made me instantly more appealing to the French girls, as I look more cultured. They stayed to enjoy our barbecue and sat in the park for the next couple of hours. Me and one of the French girls bonded over cheap burgers and sausage. She was particularly fascinated with Skips. I'm not sure why. Maybe they don't have them in France. She loved them. She couldn't
get
enough
of them.
They
are weird if you've never had one before.
She was like, oh, fizzy.
Yeah.
Fizzy. Loved it.
Oh, fizzy.
Conversation was tricky, and I wouldn't have probably had the patience if she wasn't French. Out of nowhere, she finished her Skips, leant in, and started to kiss me. I was as shocked as anyone. None of the other French girls batted an eyelid, but all the lads looked on. I wasn't sure what I had done right. It could have been the Skips, the sausage, or my French chat, but something was going right.
I think a mixture of all.
She then stopped kissing me, stood up, and walked off with her mates. I asked Webbo's mate what was going on. She just said they do that all the time.
Do you think it was a distraction theft?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I'm just wondering, like, why she just suddenly leant in and got off with you. I'm wondering if it was like, you know, sometimes you get sopped in the street and then someone takes your wallet.
Yeah, look over there.
I'm wondering if, like, she was kissing you, the distraction, while someone else took all the sausages.
No, yeah. But I was feeding her Skips all the time. It's not like she had to do that to get the Skips.
You were feeding her Skips?
Well, I mean, I was providing
her. Placing them in her mouth.
Physically.
So romantic.
She loved
Ooh,
them.
Physically.
She even apologised.
This is gross.
It is gross.
Webbo's mate apologised. There was nothing to apologise for, I thought. The whole thing was bizarre, but taught me that the Europeans were generally a lot bolder with this kind of thing. Me and my mates beginning to drive was clearly opening doors. Like, she just seemed happy to kiss me. Bear in mind, I've been trying to kiss a girl for ages.
Yeah.
She just did it. And it felt a bit weird because there was, you know, it was just sort of out of nowhere.
And a bit prawny.
Hmm. Chinese Dave was the first to pass his driving test, and about 6 months later, it was my time. The day I passed was a huge day. The first place I drove to was, of course, Topgolf in Watford. Although I felt massively free, it was only really there that any of us drove to the first year.
Mostly just Topgolf.
It was really, it's like, although we had the freedom to go anywhere, things didn't really change that much. Do you know what? I thought suddenly we'd be going to Spain on a weekend and stuff like that. It wasn't. We were still going to Watford. Doesn't change things that much, driving.
Which was a shock.
About a month into my driving lifetime, I was travelling back from Watford at night when Webbo, who was in the passenger seat, noticed that the car behind me had been following me for a while. Once we noticed it, it began to get a bit worrying. I was a big fan of spooks at the time, and for some reason got it into my head that I was being followed by MI5. I was sort of driving there. You know where you sort of notice a car kind of following you? And you think, nah, it won't be following me, but...
Yeah, and then you go...
You get it in your head.
Like, you go left, they go left.
Mm.
Yeah, weird.
To be honest, there is something quite suspicious about somebody that only goes to a driving range.
Do you think that's it?
Maybe you were being followed by the spooks.
I pulled off a manoeuvre to check. I turned left off the main Rickmansworth Road. Sure enough, the car behind us did the same. I asked Webbo if there was anything he wanted to tell me, but it was clear he was not part of our secret services. I was worried that Webbo was being tracked, like something off Spooks. But it turns out Webbo wasn't in...
He wasn't, no?
No.
He wouldn't tell you anyway if he was a spy.
No, he wouldn't. But then equally, it's like, why would MI5 recruit someone like Webbo? Do you know what I mean?
No.
I mean, one of us could be a spy for all we know. We've never even addressed this.
Are you a spy?
I'm not, no. But I can honestly say I'm not.
So can I.
I'd rather not say.
But I have thought this about you before.
Because, oh, what?
No, because you're a quirky girl.
What's a quirky girl?
Well, there's certain things about Becky which would lean to her being a good spy. One, organisation. She loves things in boxes and tidies. She tidied up our desk the other day. She's good with files and things like that.
Right.
Two, she can handle herself. Can't she?
What?
Do you know what I mean? Physically.
What are you saying?
No, that's not a bad thing. That's
right.
A great thing.
Okay, so I'm good at organisation. I can handle myself anymore? Or is that it?
I can't think of a third at the moment, but I'm sure we thought it would come. I wouldn't rule it out with you anyway. The next road I turned down, the trailing car did the same. So I decided to go into James Bond mode. I utilised my knowledge of the local area and moved away quickly. At this point, the car behind me put on its lights. It came up close behind me so I could see the faces of the people in the front seats and signalled for me to pull over. I nervously crashed the car into the curb and it came to a stop. Despite the nervousness, I told Webbo to play it cool and I wound down the window. The policeman asked for my licence. Turns out they only became suspicious after my erratic driving. And they thought I looked a bit young. They asked why I'd driven off at speed, and in my nervousness, I explained that I thought I was being trapped by spies. He told me to drive more carefully, and we moved on. I was to have many more happy times in my mum's car, including breaking down outside a local girls' school after forgetting to turn off my lights, and having to call my parents to come get me. As more and more of the lads began passing their tests, our boundaries opened, and this was to give us many more life experiences and teach us many more life lessons. One of the most prominent being, girls are bolder on the continent and taste of skips.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
This is Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.